Zakta Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesech des Klayim, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Hei. Neteya Adam, a person can plant Kishus Udelas, cucumbers, and squash, Letaych Guma Achas, in the same hole. How could you? They're Klayim with each other. Didn't we learn that in the previous Mishnah? Their leaves spread, it looks like it's all one thing. The answer is, listen, how we're going to do it. Ubulvad provided shetehe zu noita litzadzeh. This plant leans to this side of the hole. Vizu noita litzadzeh. And the other plant is going to lean to the other side of the hole. So he has to plant it in such a way where the stem of one plant grows in one direction and the stem of the other plant grows in the other direction. This is a big chiddush. Even though these leaves tend to grow wide and they mix with each other, you can still do it if you can force the plants to grow in different directions. And for sure, you can do it with other minim. Vaitra says the Mishnah Venoita Seir Shal Zulakan Vishal Zulakan. The Mishnah is referring to the leaves over here as here. You make the here, the leaves of this plant lean to here, and the leaves of this plant lean to there. Shekol Ma She'asu Chachamim. And if you're wondering why we're allowing this, so we're reminding you that whatever Chazal assert, when it comes to klayim, legozu elim ipnei maris ayin, they only asked it on account of maris ayin. Klayim is also when you look at this, the perception that you get is that it's mixed. And if you see plants growing in different directions, you don't think of it as being mixed. So it's very interesting. You told me before that the normal six tvachim is not enough because their leaves spread. But pointing them in different directions is enough. Because Chazal understand what a person sees when he looks at something. What's the impression that he gets? So chazing over our Mishnah, the Mishnah tells a big chiddush that even kishus and delas, where the leaves spread very far, you can plant it into one hole in the ground, as long as you point each stem in a different direction, and you bend the leaves this way and that way. And the Mishnah concludes by saying that whatever Chazal assert, by Dine Klayim, they were only geyser because of Marasai. Now let's try to clarify something over here. If you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah. If not, you can listen. The Mishnah says, Shekom Masha Asru Chachamim, whatever the Chachamim assered, when it comes to Klayim, it's only because of Marasai. So it's only a Xeris Chachamim? Is this an Isser Deraisa, or is it a Xeris Chachamim? Let's say I planted one, and then I planted another one, and I didn't point them in opposite directions. Is that an Issa deraisa or an Issa derabanan? That's an Issa deraisa. So what do we mean, whatever Chazal assert? You're making it sound like it's only a derabanan. So some say, the Issa climb in a Torah is only when you plant two minim at the same time. But if you plant one first, and afterwards you decide to plant another one near that, it's only midrabanan. Midaraisa, it's mutter, but Chazal say no, because of Marasayan, you can't. Aha, so if that's the case, according to this pshat, if one of them is already planted, and now I want to plant another one where the Isser is only midrabanan, so being the Chazal, when they asked it, they only asked it because of Marasayan, make sure to plant it in different directions. But if I'm planting both of them together where it's an Isser deraisa, it won't help to point them in different directions, because then it's not an issue of Marasayan, it's an Isser deraisa. Some don't learn that way. There are Rishonim who say that even if you plant one and then you plant another one, even though you didn't plant it at the same time, it's also awesome in a Torah if they're too close to each other. What the Mishnah means is Chazal explained when the Torah answered it. And the Chacham explained that the Torah only answers it if it looks like it's mixed. But if they're pointed in different directions, the Torah never meant to answer it. So according to this pshat, we don't mean to say it's an Issa d'Rabbanan. We mean to say this is how Chazal explained the deraisa. The deraisa of Klayim is only if it looks like it's mixed together.